for granting us the floor again. I speak on behalf of the Global Policy Forum, the Protestant Agency for Diakonie and Development, Miserior, Fion Germany, and Women Engaging for a Common Future Germany. We welcome the inclusion of explicit references to criminal, civil, and administrative liability in Article 8. However, we are deeply concerned about several critical downgrades in the provisions regarding legal liability. First, Article 8.2 should specifically refer to the rights of victims, affected peoples, and communities, including the right to an effective remedy as listed in Article 4 on the rights of victim. Second, we call for the reinstatement of the reference to reparations to the victims of human rights abuses and violations in Article 8.4. Both sanctions, as outlined in 8.6, and reparations must be guaranteed by the treaty to ensure comprehensive accountability. Third, we strongly object to the weakening of Article 8.6 through the removal of references to liability concerning broader connections between businesses. Liability must extend beyond situations of direct control, management, or supervision to capture the complex relationships within corporate structures and the global value chains. Here we also support the amendments made by Palestine. Furthermore, the inclusion of domestic law qualifiers in Article 8 undermines the treaty's aim to establish universal standards. To address this, we propose the deletion of such qualifiers. Alternatively, Article 8 should explicitly state that essential requirements regarding legal liability, as outlined in Article 8.2, cannot be overridden by domestic legal principles. Finally, we recommend adding a provision to Article 8 to clarify that compliance with human rights due diligence measures does not absolve companies of civil or criminal liability. A robust Article 8 is essential to establish meaningful accountability standards for business enterprises worldwide. I thank you, Chair.